Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to an early edition of Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York, and I have morning voice for those of you who go, wow, she sounds even more throaty than usual. Plus, I have a little bit of a cold. And I am broadcasting here from my bright red desk to give you the update on what's going to happen in the week ahead, November 24, 2014. We have really had a big shift in energy here in New York, and I'm sure everywhere else, with the entrance of Venus into Sag last week. And then this week on Saturday, yesterday, the sun went into Sag. It was a lovely new moon in Sag. And then at the end of the week, Mercury is going to go into Sag. So we're working, and I do have a cold. We are working with energy of change, energy of fire, energy of passion. And, of course, all three of them, Venus, Sun, and Mercury, are giving us a foretaste of what we're going to be working with all next year. So your job between now and December 4th and this week, last week, watch what Venus goes, because they're all going to go through the early degrees of Sag. Saturn's going to go as far as 11 next year, 11 Sag. So this is like a little fast preview vision, three visions actually, three movie trailers of your year ahead, the ones that Saturn's going to be working on diligently. So you want to kind of watch. I know in my case, it's on my midheaven. So we have an astrology conference here in New York, which is why I'm broadcasting early. And I've been running into people all week long that I want to play with next year because I've decided on a better work-life balance because all I do is work. And I want a little more play. So I've been saying to people, let's play in the new year, which, of course, is when Saturn's in Sag. Because Christmas is coming, and it's going to go really fast next month. But right behind that, we're into Sag. So I had lunch with a friend this week, and I booked out play dates through June. Funny. At which point she says, you know, you've start Fire Island in June, so let's just book through June, which, of course, is when Saturn goes back into Scorpio, because he's going to go through Scorpio next summer. And then he gets back into Sag in the fall. And I'm like, good idea. And I thought, isn't that interesting? We booked through Sag an event a month, play date a month, and then I ran into a couple people at a play I went to, a poetry reading thing I went to on Friday night, and we're going to do something, and then we have the conference this weekend, so I've been saying to people, let's do something, let's go out for dinner in the new year. And we just had a dinner party last night. We all had gone away to ESAR conference out in Phoenix, and then we did a road trip to Sedona in the Grand Canyon, and we met at a woman's apartment this weekend who just moved and had dinner last night, taken from Carmine's, which is this wonderful Italian restaurant on the Upper West Side, and we were like, okay, next year we'll do it again here. So we've already scheduled next year's party, which, of course, is going to be when Saturn's in Sag, for the conference next year at her house yet again. But this time she'll have her dining room table delivered, so we'll be able to sit around the table instead of sitting around the kitchen island. So it's that kind of week. So watch what, and of course, this is all Venus stuff, things you love to do. That was last week. This week coming up, Sun's going through it. How your ego is going to develop, how you're going to be showing in the world, how you're going to be contributing into the environment of what you're trying to create in the world. And then at the end of the week, when Mercury goes into Sag on November 27th, he's going as high as 451. So he's going to show you all the stuff you're going to work on in the first half of the year and then the early part of next year. Or the early part of the fall. So kind of just take notes. Now, back in, I think it was September, when those ISIS people first appeared on the horizon, beheading people, we watched as Mercury and the Sun and Venus went through the finger of God when they were in Virgo. And Mercury was the reporter getting his head cut off, and the Sun was the older guy getting his head cut off. And then I said, you know, we've had two. Venus is coming through. There's going to be a woman. And that week there were like three women beheaded. Not that, you know, you want to predict that kind of stuff, but we know these guys are going through early Sag. So this is your pre-taste of what's coming up for the next year in South Saturn and Sag. So it's always a good idea to see what you're paying attention to. See where you're focusing. See what's drawing your mind. see what the universe is saying to you. Ah, you're looking to make more money, eh? So maybe then you need to do this, you know. So we were, you know, as women do when we gather together, we were problem solving last night. People would throw a problem on the table and people would, the rest of us would hop on it and go, well, you know, you could do this, you could do that. So one of the women had left a position last spring and had said, gee, she knows who she is and I know she listens to this radio show. So now I'm going to tell the story for the whole world. She left a position last spring and, you know, which was a really good thing for her. It was very good self-care, but had been finding herself financially strapped, you know, kind of universe having a little problem. She borrowed some money to pay the tax bill. She was feeling uncomfortable about that. And we all kind of looked at her, and I said, so you've been reading people? She's like, no. Now, she's a really, really, really good astrologer. I mean, I train a lot of people. I know who's good, and I know who's okay. And she's a phenomenal, phenomenal astrologer. She's even got a background in counseling and is a social worker. So she already knows how to talk to people. All she's doing is adding in the planets. And I'm like, have people been asking you? And she goes, yeah, but I don't feel comfortable. So then one of the other ones who's a little bit ahead of her on the track, who had a great reading last week and got a really big compliment from the person she read and two referrals right away, said, well, you know, I was in the same position. And so we all kind of did this problem solving. It was very cool. And then if somebody would throw a problem on the kitchen counter, so to speak, the kitchen island, we would go, oh, yeah, let's solve it. So this, it was a gathering of the females in my life, some of the females in my life. I have a lot of females in my life. And it was very, let's get the vision. Let's figure out how to do this. Let's come up with approaches. Let's come up. And one of them said, you know what I do is I change my password every week to say abundance or to say send me money. And then she'd asked her boss for a raise, apparently, and he asked her for her password, and she goes, no raise for me, when she told him. And he kind of looked at her, and he didn't find it very funny, but I thought it was hysterical. So all of us are in our Venus phases last week, which was Venus, desire, money, what do you want to do for fun? This week, with Sun and Sag, we're looking at our ego development, our standing in the world, the direction we're going to head in. So hopefully this woman's going to call some of those people that said they'd like a reading, and she'll say, okay, because she's a little nervous still, I'm going to read you for free. But the whole key is reading people, you have to charge them so they feel free to come back. If you give it to them for free, they don't feel comfortable saying, can you read me again? I have more questions. So she's going to say, I'll read you for free, but next, if you want to come back, this is my fee, and if you refer your friends to me, this is what I'm going to charge them, so that they can say to their friends, oh, I had this great reading with her, and I'm leaving her nameless on purpose. I do want to say that. it's great reading. Refer friends. And they can. And it's a great time. It's Christmas. You know, great time for gift certificates. So I'll say to all of you listening, you want a reading next year, tell your friends, tell your family, get a gift certificate. I'll mail you a PDF. You can put it under the tree. It's a nice Christmas present. The idea is, so there I am promoting Venus and my business at the same time. Shameless self-promotion, although Donald always tells me no shameless, Ann. So thank you, Donald. I always remember that every time I feel like saying shameless self-promotion. So our job with these next week is to really watch through August 4th, or December 4th, that's how long the sun's going to travel through the year. Mercury goes through the first half of the year this week, and we had Venus last week. And she, when she gets to 11, which is very soon, she gets to 11 on the 24th. So she then starts next year, if you want to keep track of what Venus is doing. If you can parse it out, and you usually can. Venus is where you make your money, and that's next year, like 2016, because they're tracking the next couple of years. So, you know, just take little notes, write stuff down, pay attention. So that's the week ahead, and the last week, too. Now, somebody said I wasn't very clear last week when I explained it. And it's similar to what we did 2 years ago when Mars went into Scorpio right at the same time Saturn does. And I encourage people to write down the time period Mars was in Scorpio, and you then could see, as he traced the planets and stimulated them, what Saturn was going to be working with over the next 2.5 years. So now we have the same thing, but in this case, because it's Jupiter, you know, Saturn's in Jupiter's sign, we have three people that are going to be expanding. Our Venus, first, our ego, second, our desire and love and money, our ego and our purpose and why we're here, and our Mercury. So at the end of the dinner party last night, we went, okay, same time next year. Of course, there'll be a conference in New York next year, and we're going to have another party at her house, although we're going to all pitch in this time rather than her throwing it for us, because this was her catering a party in her house for the new first time in the party. So we started a new tradition, which is lovely. And it was really nice to be meeting in someone's house rather than having dinner in a restaurant. So forward into the week. So this week, we have Sun went into Sagittarius on Saturday, yesterday, for 30 days. This is the Christmas run-up, where we run around, we have parties, we have a lot of fun, and of course, the pretaste of the trailer, the short movie trailer for your journey next year with Saturn. And it also is a lot about the new moon. So the new moon's in Sag, which is at a very early degree, zero, and it invites us to kind of dream the vision. You know, I've been making vision noises ever since the fall, when Saturn got into new territory. But we're also still working with Saturn in a territory he's never going to touch again. So you're making decisions still that are going to affect the rest of your life. And so keep focused on that, too, because they can be big decisions. And you can go, wow, you know, yeah, I'm really ready for that to change. So there's an honoring here of Saturn's last pass through Scorpio. Thank him. You know, kind of imagine a big parade of Saturn leaving Scorpio, thank God, and going into fire where he's not happy, but he's, you know, he deals with it. And it actually warms him up a little because he's a cold and dry guy. And when he's been rolling around in the water the last 2 years, he's been a little emotional and a little psychological and kind of playing with our heads, you know? So now he's going to be in Sagittarius. He's going to be, okay, time to have the vision for what I'm going to build. Time to put that up. Time to construct the future, you know? Because before we get it built, we have to have the blueprints drawn. So this is blueprint week. So everybody I've been saying to, okay, we're going to meet in January. We're going to have a party. We're going to get together. I'm like, okay, I got to make sure I get that done when Saturn happens. But it's also, in my mind, everybody agreed, so it should be easy to do, right? So this week, we lead up to Thanksgiving, the first of the Sagittarius festivals, with abundance and food for all. And no present shopping. Always makes Thanksgiving one of my favorite holidays. And our week is a lot about, you know, getting everything ready. It's an anticipatory week, you know, like you're 9 months pregnant, the baby's coming, you're painting the baby's room. The vision of what is next, because Saturn still is in Scorpio, so you're still finish up some old stuff. You're still psychologically processing. You're still saying, what did I learn, you know, was in my little journey with Saturn through the therapeutic part of my chart, the deep psychological darkness space. And now we go forward. So our week ahead, you know, with the lovely energy that we're working with, the moon is in Sagittarius today, so you tuned in to find the podcast was already here. Holy cow, how exciting. And now we are going forward. Sagittarius moon tomorrow morning. It's void tonight around 10:16, but it goes into Sag in the morning, and then at 11:30 it goes into Capricorn. So the moon is in Capricorn Monday afternoon, Tuesday the 25th, Wednesday through 10:30 when it goes void with a sextile to the sun. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Monday afternoon are excellent days to push things forward because the moon in Cap is sextiling. The moon in Cap is sextiling. That's not wrong. I'm reading the wrong line. This is what happens when it's early in the morning. I was like, can't be sextiling the sun. The sun's in Sag. Oh, the moon in Cap is sextiling Mercury. Great days for communication. Sorry about that. So Mercury in Scorpio and the moon. So good days for communicating, finalizing things, getting things organized. And we just finalized something on March 21st in 2015. I am going to be sponsoring in New York City the ESAR competency certification exam. So if you're interested in being certified by an international certification body of astrologers, please email me and we'll arrange. It tests $195, takes 6 hours of your life, but afterwards you have a certification recognized in 80 countries around the world. You have to do a couple more things, but this is one of the bigger mountains to climb. So we're sponsoring certification because Pluto's in Capricorn. We're all supposed to be owning our authority and standing forward, Saturn and Sag, and saying, yes, I know this. I'm certified and I know this. So we're going to have a Cappy Moon, and the Cappy Moon sextile Mercury, we just finalized the dates going up on the ESAR website. Then at 2, and for those of you who already know about it, it is a date change because the other one had a void moon, which I did not realize when I scheduled it on Mercury's approach to the shadow. But then I noticed it. All right, the moon on Wednesday is void from 10:30 in the morning to 2:23 in the afternoon, and then it enters Aquarius. It's in Aquarius Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, Friday through 12:14 when it goes void with a square to Saturn, and then it enters Pisces at 5:03 on Friday night, and it's in Pisces, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, and then the Sunday moon goes void with a trine to Saturn. Pisces, water, trine, Saturn. I'm double-checking my things here. So really watch Thursday night, Friday, Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday morning. So the void moon, you know, that is moon opposite Saturn. There's moon square Saturn. Moon square Saturn is always a little sad, right? And for many people, because Saturn is in the last degrees of Scorpio, this is going to be a last Thanksgiving. You know, I have a few friends who are waiting for their parents to leave. They're actively dying. And I have other people that are, you know, that are ill or not maybe doing great. So this might be their last Saturn. That's their last Thanksgiving. With the moon square Saturn, there is an end to something. There's an end to a community of sorts. There's a releasing of some sort that wants to take place over Thanksgiving and Aquarius square Saturn. And a lot of times people have really been working on their Saturn and Scorpio stuff, so they're now gathering back with their families, which, of course, most of our psychological stuff comes from our families. And they're going to be sitting over that turkey looking at people. So it's kind of a stressful Thanksgiving. So do just take a deep breath. I was in a lecture yesterday, and this woman had an app called Inspiration. And it rang a little bell. It was kind of cool, you know, those little Tibetan bells. And it said, okay, now take a moment to breathe and connect in. So it rang twice during a lecture. It was really cool. And we all breathed. And I was like, I really like that. Because I tend to run, you know, and I don't take time to breathe. So it was like a little moment from your cell phone reminding you to unhook, so such as a cell phone can tell you to unhook. But so Thanksgiving is going to be a little bit tense because of that moon square Saturn, and moon is in Aquarius, Saturn in Scorpio, so somebody's going to be detached and somebody's going to be emotional. And just know that it's okay, you know, this is part of our journey. We do have moments of choice. It's also acting as a opening square, right? Moon in Aquarius square Saturn, slower moving planet on the axis of life. Moon's now moved to an opening square to Aquarius. So it's a crisis, an action crisis moment, an emotional crisis, an emotional moment where you say, huh, I don't think I want to do that anymore. Excuse the bio noises, I do apologize. Sometimes my nose runs. And I got a nice email from my voiceover client, and she's like, you know, Ann, your voice is really different on the Scorpio's talking show versus the evening show. And I said, yeah, you know, well, it's because I have coffee in the morning with cream in it, and I get mucus. So I didn't have my coffee and the cream morning, Katie, but I definitely still have morning voice. So those of you, and I have cold voice too. So forward we go. Mercury enters Sagittarius on the 27th around 9:26 p.m. As everybody's driving home discussing what went on the weekend, over the Thanksgiving table, you know, so just kind of watch that. Mercury and Sag, you know what, I think maybe we need to spend a little less time with those relatives. Or we had a great time, and I think they're leaving soon, so maybe we should spend more time with them. Making decisions Thanksgiving night with Mercury and Sagittarius heading out. And then, of course, so the moons are Good Tuesday, Wednesday, and Monday afternoon. Bad Wednesday afternoon, Thursday. Not bad. Decision-making stressful and wanting to emotionally detach from the situation you find yourself in. I guess we should stop leaving aspects. Bad aspects exist for us to do them wisely with our choices. And then the Pisces moon, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. And then we go into a void moon Sunday afternoon. And then it enters Aries. Is in Aries at 8:34, Sunday night the 30th. And it goes void with a square to Mars. So Sunday night, Monday and Tuesday, the 1st and 2nd, are a little stressful. But Moon in Aries is, you know, kind of an action-taking moon. So let's talk about what else is going on this week. We have Mercury coming to Saturn. Now, Mercury coming to Saturn, again, you know, this is like the Sun, Saturn, and Venus, Saturn we had the last 2 weeks. Venus making firm decisions for the next 30 years. Sun making firm ego decisions for the next 30 years. Now, Mercury comes along this week. And Mercury-Saturn on Tuesday night around 9:37 is going to give us some news that's perhaps not good, or perhaps news of an ending. It's certainly around things with Geminis, where we're going to say, you know, I've been thinking about it. I don't really know that I want to, blah, 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 whatever it is. So honor that as Mercury hits Saturn for 29 years. And we're making decisions. We're making, we're forming ideas about what's important to us and how we go to the next level. And then, right after that, on Wednesday, which is actually nice, but do leave a little early if you're heading home, if you can, because the Sun squares Neptune on Wednesday, which often is traffic delays, you know, like a nice rainy day on one of the busiest travel days in the world. So Sun squares Neptune on the 26th, which is kind of emotionally the Sun in Sag squaring Neptune. We're not going quite as fast as we could. And last week we had Venus square Neptune, right? So everybody was feeling a little emotional about relationships or money, whatever Venus rules. She rules love and money in your life, and feeling, gee, you know, I'm feeling a little emotional, or square Neptune, it feels like the money is flying out my window and I don't know where it's going. Now, of course, it's a psychological aspect to the Pisces Neptune. Sun is an approach, psychologically squaring the Sun back to what you were made, the decisions you made in the spring when the Sun and Neptune joined. And you said, gee, you know, in the case of the woman we were talking about earlier, that was when she decided maybe she didn't want to continue this thing that she got paid for. You know, she wanted to free up her time to do something else and focus on stuff she liked. But then it caused this financial thing. So now this week with the Sun square Neptune, there's an opportunity to step forward and work with it and see it on a different level. So watch that Sun square. Then we also have Venus trine Uranus this week. That happens on Wednesday night around 7:22. And Venus trine Uranus invites us on a deeper level to really explore creatively what we're interested in. Remember, Uranus is in a fire trine. Now, Venus, of course, is tracing the path of Saturn coming up, but she also, when she comes to goose Uranus, the three of them, plus Jupiter, too, because remember, he's in Leo also, they're all having, like, a party. So there's a little party on Wednesday afternoon and our Wednesday early evening as this Venus comes to trine Uranus and invite in a new idea. And, of course, back to April when Venus and Uranus joined. And again, these are, you know, annual transits, but there's a finishing up of the story that we're going to be working on. We already talked about Mercury going into Sag. Mercury is in Sag very quickly from the 27th through the 16th. Okay, now think about it. You got to do those internet orders so they can get shipped to you, Mercury and Sag. So they'll probably be the cutoff of the 16th. At that point, you have to buy it at the store. So shopping, and of course, there's those ordering days that they always talk about. So Mercury goes into Sag, which is the whole thing of moving forward and communicating and running around and doing the Christmas shopping. Very big energy for that. And then we also have on the 30th, Advent begins, and we have Mercury square Neptune on Sunday the 30th, which is often a deep emotional or an understanding on a different level of what we feel about things. And again, opening square. Opening squares are action-oriented squares, so you're going to feel the need to take an action around a dream. You're going to feel the need to take an action around your ego expression this week. And last week you had felt the need to take an action around your money or your love or whatever. So our job this week is to know those are all going on. So it's a busy week. Of course, it is Thanksgiving week. This is one of those kickoff to the holiday season weeks where everybody feels a little bit wild. And the busy day this week is Wednesday. Lots and lots going on Wednesday, and we also have a nice busy day on Saturday. Friday looks a little stressed because the moon squares both Saturn and Mercury. You know, so I would say to you, you know, they always say go shopping on that day. I'd say don't, because the moon is in Capricorn, in Aquarius, squaring Saturn in the morning. So either you're not going to like it or they're not going to like it. And then it's void all afternoon. And then it squares Mercury. So you're going to have to bring it back. So, you know, just skip shopping on Friday the 28th and, you know, stay home and read a book or something. Go out when the moon's happier, once it gets into Pisces on Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, there's all that controversy because they're opening the stores on Thanksgiving. And, of course, people are volunteering to work in them, but they need the money. But that means there's no turkey for them and just leftover pecan pie. All right, so our week this week, Sun and Sag goes from two, to eight, almost nine. Now that's the four and a half, which is through the 26th, is what we're going to experience the first half of the year. The back half of the year, we experience the 26th on to the 30th. Mercury is in Scorpio, finishing up his journey going into Sag. We talked about the Sun square Neptune on the 26th. Mercury is also joining Saturn and having a semi-square to Pluto on the 25th and having a sesquiquadrate to Uranus on the 26th. So Mercury in Scorpio having hard aspects reminds us to think a little bit and pay attention. Of course, he's in Scorpio, so he might be having deep feelings about things that have no words. He will find the words in a couple of days when he goes into fire. But also, when he's in fire, he doesn't always hold his tongue. And Mercury in Sag is known for its sharp tongue. Those are the people that go, you want to know what I think about this? And you go, no, not really. Or the people that go, well, and they start a sentence with, frankly. And you go, uh-oh, I'm hearing Mercury in Sag coming at me. So when they say frankly, you go, ooh, Mercury in Sag announcement about to happen. Better duck. Mercury gets up to three and aspects the nodes of destiny on the 29th, offering you a choice. The Sun aspects the nodes of destiny on the 25th, offering you a choice. Now, these are stressful choices, but they're also ego-based. Remember, the nodes are in Libra and Aries, so we're going towards partnership, North Node in Libra, and we're walking away from being lone wolf all the time. And as the Sun aspects them in a stressful manner, he says to you, really? That's what you want? And you may go, really? That's what I want? And the answer is, yeah, I do. Or, no, not so much. So then just kind of shift a little and say, gee, you know, that sounds really good, but I don't know that I can do it. And that's our job with this energy, is to be honest, you know, because it's all about what your plans are for next year. So if somebody says, hey, you know, let's go out for dinner every day, and you go, I don't want to eat with you every day, go. And recognize the first half of the year, through June, we're making decisions. Then in June, July, August, we go back into the muck. So yesterday somebody said, I'm going to do this by June. And I thought, no, that's not happening in June. You got to do it sooner than June. But, you know, forward we go. Venus joins Ceres on the 26th. So that's a lot about love and connection and relationship. And then we have Venus square Chiron on the 27th. So that's a little bit of a wound happening from the soul, and it's, of course, right after Thanksgiving, so it's when you're processing what went on at Thanksgiving, parallels Mars, which is on the 27th, invites us to partner with in a new direction, and she trines partnership on the 29th, which is also about heading out into the world. Mars squares Eris on the 24th, so people are a little cranky. There's an adjusting energy with Jupiter on the 24th, asking us to take a different approach. Whatever happens when someone says no, back up and go, okay, Mars in Capricorn, I'm going to try a different approach. And say it out loud and then go back in again and push. Saturn semi-squares Pluto. So part of what happens when that happens, and that's on the 27th too. 27th is a really hassly day. And that's that That's Thanksgiving and the day after. So you want to kind of just go, you know, and of course holidays are stressful anyway, but this one's going to have a special poignancy. And of course, if we're doing the higher version of the Aquarius moon on that day, we really are going to be, like, you know, hanging out with the person in the family that we like. Uranus trines Ceres on the 27th. Of course, that's a classic overeating aspect, which is lovely. And on the 28th, Chiron squares Ceres, where you go, okay, that's it. I'm not going to go crazy on these holiday seasons and all this food. That's on Friday. And that also is, I can't find what I want. Pallas Athena has an adjusting aspect on the 29th, Scorpio to the nodes. And she is asking you to adjust your patterns. And on that note, or pay attention to your patterns. On that note, the column is done, and the show is done, and the British lady told me I'm finished. So I wish you all a very merry Thanksgiving, and lots of turkey, and whatever else you like. I happen to like the stuffing and the pumpkin pie. And then, of course, on Friday, I always have a slice of apple pie for breakfast, because it's like an apple turnover. So happy Thanksgiving, and I hope you have a great week, and I'll see you all next week. Take care. Bye-bye. It's Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk.